Welcome to the Mommy Beta Podcast. We are four new mommies, beta testing parenthood. Today we are three new mommies. We're missing Alex. Once again, she is out and about. Oh, she's on the lam. But we still have Natalie, and Jennifer, myself included, as one of said Natalie's. How are you ladies doing?
Great.
Hello.
So if you hear this beeping in the background, I've got my baby monitor, this new one that someone sent me called the Lorex that I've been testing. Now, I love this baby monitor, but when it detects some kind of movement or is low on its signal, it sends out this chirping noise that I haven't figured out how to turn off yet. Everything else has been so easy to learn, but this one thing, when the signal's low or any kind of movement, and we live in an old house, so if there's echo on another floor, it picks that up as movement, so I can see him sleeping soundly, but sometimes it does this annoying chirping. So I can't really use it at night because if there's any noise, it chirps at me, but I can hear him. He's in the next room if I'm asleep. But there are some cool features about this thing, such as the ability to talk to it, and then the sound plays in his room, which is so neat because then that makes us the voice of God.
What do you say to him? Are you like, ooh, go back to sleep?
So he's at this stage where he doesn't like it when we leave the room. So we put him down to sleep, and he'll lay down. But when he sees us leaving, he stands up in the crib immediately and watches us leave and yells for about 5 minutes, not usually more than that, and then puts himself down. But last night he had a hard time getting back to sleep because the air conditioning was on a little too high and he was cold. So he was really like rocking at the crib, like, let me out of here. So Clayton pushed talk on the monitor and said, Miles, go back to sleep. I mean it. And he looked, and you could see him looking around like, where is he? Where's my dad? It was the funniest thing. And then he goes, I mean it, Miles, go back to sleep. And he's looking around. And so he did, actually. He's like, oh, I guess they're in here somewhere. So he got back down on his knees and went to sleep because he thought we were in the room somewhere. So
I love
pretty,
that.
It's pretty effective. I don't know, Natalie, you said that's something you'd been wanting to do for that very reason.
Well, it's been more my husband Sean has been like, I wish we could just like talk back to him, you know, and like, you know, sing to him, you know, do whatever, you know. It was always kind of more of a joke. But yeah, I think that would be awesome. I think being able to, you know, give him a little bit of comfort or, you know, a little bit of sound would be, and you know, it would just be kind of a fun factor too. Like, and I love how stern Clayton was. Miles, go back to sleep. I feel like, you know, mommy would take a different approach and she'd be like, oh, it's okay, baby, you know. And he's like, mean it.
Yeah. Well, you can't really mess around with that because if he gets any indication that it's playtime, he's going to take it and run with it. So we have to be pretty stern about nap time in general. And another cool thing about this is it takes a mini SD card, so I could put it in and record as well if I wanted to record any of this footage. And it's got an LCD screen. I think it's not high definition, but it's a very, very clear picture. Some kind of neat things. It'll also give you an alert if it drops below or above a certain temperature in the room. There's a lot of fun little features about it that I haven't figured out completely.
Is it color, the monitor?
Super cool.
Is the monitor color?
No, it's not. I thought it might be because it's such a nice screen, but no, there's no color in there, unfortunately.
What's the name of it again?
It's called the Lorex, and I'll be sure to put a link in the show notes. And I don't know how much it is. It was sent to me for a review, but I am really enjoying it. You know, I've reviewed so many different types of baby monitors, and I think my favorite is still the Dropcam because I can log into the Dropcam, you know, on 3G connection through my iPhone or in a browser if I wanted to. Whereas this is just, you know, short range analog digital signal or analog signal rather. So I couldn't take it, you know, outside of the house or anything like I can with some of the other solutions. But it's nice to have this gear and be playing with it. And I definitely like the ability to talk back to him. I tried it actually today when Clayton went to work and he was kind of yelling at it. And I said, Miles Pumpkin, go down. Mommy means it.
So. Did it work?
Yeah, it does. It works.
That's awesome.
At least you threw the pumpkin in there.
Yeah. Elle does the same thing right now. She's, you can tell she's tired. She's laying down. She's going to sleep. But as soon as I take my hand away, she'll look up and see if I'm there. And then she'll lay back down. And then, I don't know, 5 seconds later, she'll look up just to make sure I'm still there. But if I'm gone, she starts crying stands up at the crib and starts crying too. So maybe it's something they're all going through at this stage.
It's really hard. When he started to stand up in the crib, I'm like, what do I do? I can't stay in there. And I was trying to just soothe him until he went to sleep. And that was taking up to 40 minutes at a time. Because as soon as he felt any kind of retraction from me, he would wake himself up again. So I was like, I'm not doing him any favors. I have to let him work this out for himself, which was hard.
Yeah, yeah. I've debated with that myself too. Am I setting myself up for something that I have to keep up? So I do that where I lay her down, and then sometimes I just run out of the room really quick so she can't get up fast enough to see me leave, so I don't have to see her sad face. Oh. And I'll let her cry for a little bit. If it gets out of hand, then I go back in. But we can tell from our baby's cries whether or not it's more of a whiny cry or not.
I've even tried before where I try and soothe him for a little bit, and then I hide underneath the crib. Like, I literally crawl underneath.
Oh, and then how do you get out of the room?
I sneak out like a military crawl.
Crawling on all fours.
Yeah, that's not really a permanent solution.
I've been wanting to tweet something or do something about over the past week or so. Every time I try to leave, it's like my bones in my ankle just want to pop as loud as they can. And so it always wakes her up. I'm like, ah.
Mine does that too. The same exact thing. Age. I don't know, Nat, does Dom stand himself back up as well? And you just
like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, I think I was pretty quick to pull the trigger on just walking out of the room because, you know, you're right. You can sit there and you can stand there for 40 minutes and you can try to get them back to sleep. But as soon as you walk away, they wake back up. So there's really no point. So I lay him down. I give him he has these little lovey blankets, like little, you know, small little blankets that he nuzzles up to his face. I lay him down, give him his blankets, tell him I love him, grab his bottle, and I walk out of the room. Because if I leave his bottle in the room, he'll wake up and he'll see it and he'll be like, ba, 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 and he wants it. So I have to make sure I bring the bottle back out with me. And he'll usually, you know, he might scream for a minute. Sean and I joke when I come out and he's screaming, Sean goes, oh, you know, did you punch him in the stomach again? You know, you really got to stop doing that. But, you know, usually like 15 seconds later, he's silent. So it's just like pulling off a Band-Aid.
Yeah. They just don't like being alone.
Yeah.
Right now. I mean,
and they want to keep playing. They're having so much fun with us. They're like, what do you mean I've got to sit in here in the dark?
Mm-hmm.
So. But it's one of those things. I think it's harder on us than it is on them.
Yeah, and especially now. At first, I was a little wimpy about it, but then I reasoned with myself recently, and I said, he knows what's expected of him in here. It's not like I'm going to leave, and he's going to be so confused and wonder if he's abandoned. He knows he's expected to sleep now. He's a year old, so my
expectations
are changing. So anyway.
And we can tell he's a smart boy from all of his
He is a smarty pants. We took him to his one year appointment today at the doctor's, and the doctor said, does he know where his nose is? And I said, well, no, he doesn't know that, but he has really good object recognition other than the nose. I said, he knows Mickey Mouse, Superman, Batman, and Spider-Man. And he can tell the difference, too, between all those superheroes. And he goes, the doctor's like, okay. And naturally, of course.
Yeah.
That's way more important than your nose.
You should have taken him to Comic-Con.
I really should have. I know.
Next year.
I have a feeling he's going to be going to many of those.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the things we've been writing about on the blog. Natalie has a good one. Speaking of standing up in the crib, Natalie was talking about standing up for a diaper change, which I thought really is something that requires some skill. How did you even come up with this?
It was necessity. We were, I think, driving up to Tahoe and the trunk, because we've got like an SUV kind of thing that, you know, the trunk, we can lay him down and we can change him in the trunk of the car. And it was just packed and there was no place to change him. And I was like, well, you know, we're just going to have to stand him up in the parking lot and do it. And it worked great. I mean, as long as there's no poop, because the poop makes things a little more complicated. I have done it with poop, but I don't recommend it. So, you know, basically pull their little pants down around their ankles. And it's particularly easy, I think, with the cloth diapers, because they're a little sturdier. Like, they kind of hold their shape on their own. So you pull off the other one and you just slide the new one between his legs and snap it on. I think it would be a little bit more complicated with the disposable because you kind of have to finagle those a little bit more to get them in the right place, but you could totally do it. And, you know, sometimes he, even at home, he just doesn't want to lay down. He's never liked to lay down for a diaper change since he was born. So sometimes if he's being too squirmy on the changing table, I just do it at home. And it's a little bit hard recently getting the snaps on because he's just trying to run away from me. So usually I have to kind of do one snap at a time and I tackle him and, you know, get the next snap done. But I think, you know, especially on the road, it saves a lot of hassle because, you know, there's not always a place to lay him down. I mean, even in, you know, I don't even think, is it McDonald's? Starbucks, a couple of different like big national chains never have changing tables in their bathrooms. And it's like, what are you doing? So, you know, sometimes you
just have to do you want to use those anyway, those changing tables?
Exactly. You know, you don't have to lay them on something dirty. Yeah. So I find it's easier on me and on him to just do this stand-up diaper change. So
that's, you know, and regarding the disposable, I have been trying the stand-up diaper change, but not necessarily because I read this post and I was like, hey, I'll give this a shot. Natalie, you did mention it to me, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, and we had talked about it a little bit, but you were here this past weekend for our little sleepover, which was so much fun with Dominic. But you could see, thank you for changing Elle's diaper, that she's super squirmy too. Like she just won't. Yeah. Won't lay down. And so I've been having to do it out of necessity of, you know, okay, she's sitting up. Okay, I can do the diaper now because otherwise she's just moving back and forth and wanting to stand up. Or the worst is when there's poop and she's on her knees and she's like, oh, no, mommy, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to sit down on my bum right now. And I'm like, no, you cannot sit down. So,
I have such a cute changing table cover. You cannot get poop all over it.
I have to wash those pretty regularly, but it's been great. I've loved the fact that you shared it with me because I think I don't know what I'd do otherwise. And something else you shared this past weekend, which I've been implementing, is the elbow, putting the elbow down over them, not like squishing them, the baby with your elbow, but just kind of putting it down on their chest so they can't really go up on one side or the other. Is really
I was trying that on Elle and she was getting out of it. I was shocked because Dom has only kind of recently become squirmy and she is so squirmy. She just like flipped like that. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, she actually used to just lay there too. She would just chill out and hang there. I've been trying to give her toys while she's on there just to distract her. But what she wants are like the big hand sanitizer that's like sitting next to the crib or the diaper goo. And I'm like, you can't touch that. So good tips.
Yeah, toys are only really, it's such a quick fix and then they want to play around again. I started to do like a fun little counting game. And I started this with, because he wouldn't let me put on his pajama pants. So I'd say, okay, how many snaps? And then we would count to eight or whatever, like eight more, one, two. And he doesn't count with me yet, but he kind of engages in the like countdown. I think he understands it even though he doesn't quite. And so I do that with the diapers too. I say, okay, how many snaps? We got to get to four. And so he kind of watches like, oh, okay, this is the game. I know we have to get to four and then we're done.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so maybe he'll be able to count to four with me sooner than if I hadn't. But I can do a stand-up diaper change too, but man, we had a blowout this morning, and blowouts are so rare with cloth diapers. They almost never happen, but because of the way it had been on and the way he had been sitting in his high chair is one of those where you pull off the pants and then it's all over my wrist. And I was like, what the heck? So it was just a random, and also he had two bananas yesterday because he went on a play date and doesn't usually have one.
Big day.
Well, bananas usually stuff them up. Bananas are...
Yeah, I don't know if it was that or if I don't know what exactly it was, but that's maybe it was the excitement of the play date. Yeah, it was our first play date. It was so cute. It's so fun to watch them start to interact with other people. And the family across the way, across our new neighbors, have a 1 and a 3-year-old. So perfect. It's perfect little age for them. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Oh, fun. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cute seeing Elle and Dom interact this past weekend. And she's more on the alert stage. She's sort of watching everything he's doing. And it was definitely trying to talk to him.
Yeah, I was really surprised at how much they interacted. Because, you know, at this stage, they still do a lot of that parallel play where they sit next to each other and kind of play with their own kind of things. But, you know, Dom was giving things to Elle and Elle was trying to hug and kiss Dom. And it was so cute.
It's really sweet. They were trying to talk to each other too. It was like,
And Dom kept saying, baby, baby.
Oh, it was so cute. It was funny because I guess Elle had a poopy while I was out of the room and Natalie was in there and I guess maybe she smelt it. And what did Dom say? He said, baby poop.
Yep. Yeah, he's really into poop these days. He tells us when he poops all the time. And also, he's a little confused because when he farts, he says poop, too.
Well, it's a precursor. It's a cause and effect anyway.
Yeah.
That's so cute. Well, speaking of bananas and poop, Jennifer was asking for breakfast suggestions because I guess you're having a hard time getting her to eat appropriate breakfast type things.
Yeah, she really took to the veggies, and she still really likes those. She likes the purees of those, and I've tried the finger foods. And fruits she still hasn't necessarily grasped onto, hasn't found a love for those. I guess maybe they're tartier, they're sweeter, stronger flavor. So I've tried mixing them in with different things, like oatmeal. And those I've done raspberries and mangoes and baked apples and all separately, not trying to put too much in there. And even pureed that because I thought perhaps the oatmeal was a little chunkier than what she would like. And she did take to the banana in the oatmeal, but as you know, bananas turn really quickly when it's in something hot. So then it gets really, tardy. The banana does. So after only like a minute, she wouldn't eat anymore. And then she liked blueberries, but then OD'd over those. And so I've been trying the Greek yogurt, which tastes really just like cream, and mixing that with fruits, like a puree. But nothing is really, she'll eat it. She's really good about trying things, but I can always tell when she doesn't really like them. She gets this little kind of like sad look on her face and like looks down and okay, fine, I'll eat it. But you know, when she loves something, she's like banging on the high chair and making noises like give me more. So, and I feel weird giving her veggies at breakfast. So I don't know why, because I mean, I guess we have spinach and broccoli or peppers and omelets and things. So
Have you tried eggs?
I have not tried eggs. So the pediatrician brought this up last time. Is it the yolks or the whites that you shouldn't give? Or could possibly
give?
I didn't hear of either. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, up until a certain age, you're only supposed to do yolks.
I think it's the yolks.
I'm pretty sure.
The yolk.
But not the whites.
Yeah, yeah. It is. The it's only yolk because I used to do a hard... Yeah, I mean, Miles is definitely past whatever age. I think it's 9 months or a year. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly. And you're only supposed to do the yolks. Because I remember I used to do hard-boiled eggs, and I would just give him the yolk.
Did he like that? Did you smush it up, or did you try to give it to him where he could hold it in his hands? Because those things can get fragile.
Yeah, no, I didn't. See, he wasn't at the point then when he could take bites of things. So I would break it up. I'd kind of, you know, like break off chunks of it. And he did. He really liked it, which was hard for me because I hate hard boiled eggs. So it's like a major coup for me to be able to handle doing that. Yeah, he liked it and he loves scrambled eggs. And I put, I'll put spinach in them usually I'll do cheese, like a cheddar cheese and spinach in them while I'm scrambling them. And he loves that. He'll eat that like crazy.
Well, we'll have to give eggs a try. And I also want to try, I think a majority of the 11 comments we received were pancakes and mixing fruit into those, or even just sweet potatoes and apples. And I was thinking, okay, I've got to find time to make the pancakes. I love to cook. I usually make dinner pretty much every night. And then for a while on the weekends, I was making all my meals on Sunday and then, you know, heating them up during the week. And that didn't last for that long. But it sounds like, Natalie Gaffori, that's something you do with the pancakes, or you also have a really great muffin recipe.
Yeah, so I do a lot of muffins, and so I'll make a batch of muffins, and it makes, you know, 18 or 24 little mini muffins, and, you know, I'll keep a couple out, and then I'll freeze the rest of them, and I just pull them out one at a time. Like I gave Dom some plum muffin this morning, which he's actually not a big fan of, which I'm a little sad, but I have a, like a banana muffin that he loves, and... So sweet potato, the other one that he likes, and he loves blueberry. So he's a big muffin fan, but then I also do the pancakes. So every couple of weeks, I don't do it every week, but I'll make on Saturday or Sunday morning, I'll make pancakes for the whole family. And so I'll do, for him, I'll do little silver dollar pancakes, and I usually put either blueberries or bananas in them, and he'll eat probably one silver dollar pancake that day, and then I'll put, you know, one or two in the fridge for him for the next couple days, and then I'll freeze however many I have left over and just break those out every once in a while. And it's just a good thing to kind of break up the monotony a little bit. And I've done French toast too, and he's liked French toast, but he really loves the pancakes.
Mm, yum.
Yeah, I love that. And then one of our readers, Laura, had recommended, she makes up a little bit of batter and bought one of those squirty bottles, like restaurant juice, like the ketchup bottles, mm-hmm. and keeps the batter in the fridge. So I guess she would have to make it that whole week, though, if she did it that way. I don't know how long batter lasts, but I think one of the problems I run up against with Elle is getting into a groove and not breaking up as much as I should.
Yeah, and Alex had a good post about finger foods, and I know Natalie posted a little bit about when you guys were doing finger foods, is to give them some cut-up bananas or some cut-up little, he likes his dehydrated bananas and strawberries that Miles can mm-hmm. snack on, so to give them something in the high chair to play with, even though she's probably not ready for finger foods, she probably
Oh, she is? Yeah, she's been doing finger foods for about a month or so now, so she doesn't like bananas.
Oh, she is.
In the eating department, she is.
Natalie, I was really impressed with Reese's ability to eat bananas because that, in that video, she just plops them in her mouth like she's eating popcorn at the movies. And Miles just smears them all over his head. I'll find it in the back of his hair and everything. So, and she's just, she looked so good. And I was like, Miles, look at this. Why can't you do this?
Yeah.
It's more fun to smear it in his hair.
It's a new gel. You could try it out for babies.
Yeah, know? All natural.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I also gave him peanut butter in his oatmeal recently, and I started with just a tiny, tiny bit, but I was reading that that peanut allergies especially and food allergies were on the rise, and so I got a little nervous about that. So I was like, well, maybe we should just try it a little bit while we're, you know, in someplace safe. I know that we can get him to the doctor if anything happens, and he loves it. And so I told the pediatrician today, and he's like, oh, good, that's the biggest hurdle. There's no other really big foods to worry about then.
Oh, yeah, we haven't done nuts yet. I think my doctor said like around 18 months. I think we're getting close to doing it, but I am nervous, even though, you know, we don't have any allergies in our family. But then there's all this talk about, you know, well, maybe the peanut allergies are on the rise because people are withholding peanuts. So maybe you should start them early. So I was really conflicted about what to do.
Right. That's why I started early. And I ate so much of it when I was pregnant. So I thought it's so unlikely that he'll have a bad reaction to it, but I'd rather start now because everything I read, every time you read a label, it'll say something like manufactured somewhere where there are peanuts and, you know,
oh, yeah.
So I figured I just wanted to know so that when I was choosing foods that were otherwise organic but also manufactured somewhere there was peanuts, I could be like, well, he doesn't have this allergy, so I don't worry about it.
Right.
So, yeah, so we passed that hurdle, which was good.
Good job.
Yeah. Awesome. You know, that's interesting because I was confused because I thought the opposite. I thought if you give them something too young, then they could develop an allergy to it.
Right. There's conflicting schools of thought. That's one, and then the other is that maybe we're waiting too long to introduce nuts, and that's one of the reasons that it's on the rise. There's two totally, totally conflicting opinions on it.
And what's, you know, it's not a very natural allergy to have. I don't know if you ever saw the 60 Minutes piece about something called Plumpy Nut, which was a solution that they give to children in Africa when they don't have enough nutrition in their lives, when their mothers are only really eating something like millet or something, and they only have grains. They have no fat or protein in their diets at all. So they came up with this peanut butter type substance called Plumpy Nut, which just basically is kind of like peanut butter. It plumps them up and gives them enough nutrition for their day. It was an excellent, excellent piece, and I'll be sure to link to it in our show notes. And the reporter asked the doctor who is responsible for distributing this stuff, what about peanut allergies? And she said, we just don't see it. It's a westernized kind of disease that's sort of,
wow.
That she said, you know, in all the kids that we're giving and all of these, like, we've never, ever seen it. That's something that our culture has come up with for some reason, but it's not natural.
So are these children young? Are they babies? Or are they toddlers?
Toddlers.
Is it everyone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
This piece will break your heart, but it's such a feel-good piece because it's not about children starving. It's about just the opposite, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a great piece. I'll make sure I link to that. Anyway, I guess we can move on. We've had plenty of breakfast suggestions, but you can always send us yours as well at mb@mommybeta.com or just comment on the blog. Speaking of blog, Jennifer, you posted something about changing your Facebook status to say that you're expecting. I saw this story too, and you had some good points about it. Why did you decide that that's not something that you would do?
Well, you know, I'm pretty active on Facebook, I would say. I definitely posted my ultrasound picture, definitely shared updates with friends. And, you know, when you think about it with Facebook, I mean, not many of those people you actually talk with regularly anyway, you know. I probably mm-hmm. should go through cleaning out my friends. So really, how much information do you want out there? But also, I'm pretty superstitious. And I thought adding something like this to my page, I've seen people, it's sad, but I've seen people who've gotten married, you know, and it says, oh, so-and-so is now single. Well,
yeah,
that's, you know, you feel for that person, and you just don't want your business necessarily out there. So two reasons, I just didn't want, you know, if something tragic, say, would happen, I wouldn't want my, you know, laundry to be out there. And then mm-hmm. the other thing is I'm pretty superstitious, so I don't want to jinx anything.
Plus, Facebook is for ex-boyfriends, so we don't need them to have that information. I'm kidding.
No, just anyone. You know, I think people in general have a fear of, you know, anything happened to their child. So, but on the flip side, I love deals, as we all know. And one of the reasons why I think this is a big moneymaker for Facebook, or people are saying it is because parents are expecting parents, or parents in general are a target audience for a number of products. And so, I mean, I'm guessing that, you know, Facebook has some pretty good deals. So I'm guessing some of these companies will probably be offering some pretty aggressive offers to try. Yeah.
Right. Because with Facebook advertising, for people who don't know, you can target your Facebook ad. So if I'm mm-hmm. a stroller company, I can target my Facebook ad to only people who have added this new thing to their Facebook profile. So only people who say that they're expecting. So only people who say that they're expecting are going to see my mm-hmm. stroller ads. So that means I'm going to be paying less because it's going to be going to a narrower audience, but it's going to be a more closely targeted audience that's more likely to buy my stuff. So it's, as Jennifer pointed out, mm-hmm. amazingly great for baby marketers. So I can see why Facebook did this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I did have a friend who, a colleague of mine who worked at MSNBC, who recently had to post on Facebook that she had lost her baby at 5 months. She was far enough along to have been showing and to have been discussing it. And then I guess that's really the only way to, because you want to say something, right? You don't want people to keep asking you baby questions. And that's one of the things where you get hundreds and hundreds of comments of sympathy. There's really no good way to share mm-hmm. that. So I don't know. I guess you would, it would, if you took it off your status, it would say Jennifer is no longer expecting or something like that. Like,
I don't know. Hopefully they've built into the system that it just doesn't show up.
Right.
I mean, they'd have to, because I think that's the one reason I probably wouldn't do it, because I don't think I'd care about the, Jennifer knows I'm like super superstitious, but I don't think, putting up an ultrasound picture is any different than this as far as the jinxing goes, but the is no longer pregnant thing would be a reason for me not to do it, because that just the prospect of that is scary.
Yeah.
And, you know, I agree. If you're that far along and people know, then you're most likely going to say something on Facebook, but then just having to go this extra step and change that part of your status.
That's heartbreaking.
So anyway, well, I'm going to go ahead and skip over the things that I was writing about this week, because I already talked about it last week. It was my little victory of my 1 year of nursing. But I will mention that it is World Nursing Awareness Month. So support Woo! Someone who's nursing.
Yay.
Buy yourself a new nursing bra. And kudos to all the nursing moms. But that will be it for this week. Alex will be back next week with her. She posted a really great guest post that I want to make sure that we talk about next week. So if you have any comments on that, make sure you ring in on the blog or write us, mb@mommybeta.com or mommybeta on Twitter. And be sure to check in on our giveaways too, because we've got the winner of the What to Expect books. We've got some baby Bjorn feeding products. I've also got some suggestions on how to store your digital files. Really important for mommies with a lot of videos and photos of your little one. So we'll wrap up the podcast with our little victory. And Jennifer sent around a cute video of her little victory. Why don't you tell us about it?
Sure. So a week ago or so, Elle started pushing boxes that we had sitting around that come in. So we thought, hey, let's get her a walker. So we got one this past week, and she started walking with her little walker. It's a little stroller that she puts her dolly in, and it's so sweet. And she's seems to really love it. So I think we're on our way to walking eventually.
So cute.
Amazing.
It's really sweet. Do you mind if we link to that video?
Or not at all.
Okay.
Well, I'd be happy to share it. It's one of my favorites. And then we have
and just a note,
other.
She's like naked except for her diaper in the video, but she still has a giant bow on her head, which is my favorite part of the whole video.
So funny.
Well, you know, it's funny because the poor thing, she had 102 or 103 fever when that video was taken. But she was in such good spirits. And so she didn't have her clothes on because she was burning up. But I thought my mom is adamant about her wearing bows a lot. So I was like, let's make this video extra special and put her little bow on. So that's why it's there.
Cute. It was perfect.
So
yeah.
Cute.
And then one other small little victory too is Natalie Gaffori and I had our first baby mommy sleepover this past weekend, and it went off with flying colors.
It was wonderful. We stayed up all night drinking champagne and talking, went to bed at 3 a.m. and still were bright and cheery to play with our babies in the mornings.
Yes, we have their morning bottle pictures we can post too. They're so
yes.
cute.
You girls are wild.
It was a little wild. We're like, oh, what were we thinking? But it was
wild.
Yeah.
Mommy's gone wild.
There's our show title. Well, thanks again for listening, and good to talk to you girls. Remember, contact us anyway. Just find us at mommybeta.com. Have a good week.
Bye, everybody.
You and me, happy as can be, flying through the park on our bikes on a Sunday afternoon. Rolling on the floor, practicing your somersaults, your cartwheels, your donkey kicks, and more. How did you grow so big overnight? How did you get so smart and bright? Yesterday you were asleep in my arms, today you're growing off the charts. I'm so proud of you. You and me drawing pictures wild and free, while the paint goes flying, your big smile, it brightens up the room. Shoulder, your eyes on the pages ahead. How did you grow so big overnight? How did you get so smart and bright? Yesterday you were asleep in my arms, today you're growing off the charts. I'm so proud.